Southeast Alaska communities are being asked to foot the bill for a survey of second-growth timber in the Tongass National Forest. The Juneau Assembly got the ball rolling recently when it promised $10,000. The tree survey is estimated to cost $80,000. It will help Southeast's struggling timber industry make the transition from old growth to new. KTOO's Rosemarie Alexander has more.
Alaska Forest Association Director Owen Graham says trees grow like people. Only they live a lot longer, and the teenage years are very long.
When they're little kids, they grow slow, and then when they reach teenagers' age, you know, like 25 to 100 for a tree, they grow really fast, and then they slow down and basically become mature after about 100 years.
Most of the hemlock, spruce, and cedar in the Tongass National Forest are centuries old. About 450,000 acres of the 17-million-acre forest are new growth in areas that have been logged. Approximately a third of the young trees are planned for future harvest. The question is, when are they ready to cut? Southeast Conference started looking for the answer a couple of years ago. The Association of Panhandle Communities hired a timber appraiser who put together a preliminary report and estimated a complete inventory would cost $80,000. Director Shelley Wright says the organization couldn't afford to continue.
We had to drop the ball last year and not complete the study. But if they do get money from the state, if other communities do pledge money and we manage to get the $80,000, Southeast Conference will be the lead on the study.
The idea of community funding came up at a recent Tongass Futures Roundtable. This collaborative group represents the diverse users of the nation's largest forest. One goal is a timber supply for existing mills. But the industry is being pressured to cut fewer old trees. Since it takes about 100 years on average for Tongass trees to grow to maturity, the mills need to know when they can make the transition from old growth to young. State Forester Chris Mace says some of the young trees are pushing 60 to 80 years old, but the majority are less than 40. The inventory would define the age classes and where they are in the forest, as well as whether the stands have been pre-commercially thinned. Mace says that should take place when the forest is 15 to 20 years old.
What that does is it concentrates the remaining growth on the stems that are left, so you don't have the trees competing with each other. It adds diameter to the trees quite a bit quicker.
The Forest Association's Graham says the industry wants to convert some Tongass acres to young growth management. That's because trees grow faster, are more uniform, and have fewer defects. But age is the key.
If you cut the trees before they're fully mature, you can provide some saw logs for the sawmills. But on the other hand, it takes a lot more acres because you're cutting those trees right during the middle of their fast growth period. What a traditional forester likes to see is let the maximum growth take place, because then you can manage your forest on the fewest acres.
Mace says the Tongass inventory would tell foresters how much young growth will come online every decade over the next 80 years.
And that really will tell you when enough volume comes online, you can really make a judgment then of when you can transition the industry out of old growth and fully into young growth. And there'll be a transition period where you're doing a little of both for a period of time, but most of the mills have to retool to operate on a smaller log. So there's some investment decisions that need to be made by the industry.
Mace says the state will contribute to the cost of the inventory. Southeast Conference Director Wright says the money is to be held by the organization until enough is collected to hire a private timber appraiser who would consult with the Forest Service on the inventory. Graham hopes a contract can be written yet this fall, so crews are in the forest next spring, and the second growth survey is done by the end of summer. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.